What's up, everybody? This is Mo, and you are now listening to In the Know with Mo on the Anchor app and also on Spotify. Thank you for all of my subscribers who have been rocking with me. I know it's been, you know, kind of crazy, but hey, getting through it the best way I can. I am sorry that I have not been on here. I said that I was going to come on, and, you know, sometimes when you just get tired, you be like, yeah, I don't know, but we going to get it done. So, I told you guys that I was going to do a story time with my COVID, when I got COVID. I'm still going to give you guys that. Just give me some time. I'm definitely going to give you guys that, because, I mean, a lot of people, you know, probably ask, oh, well, what was your COVID story like? How did you, you know, survive COVID and bop, 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 and, you know, so we're definitely going to get into that very soon. I don't know when, maybe sometime next week. I told y'all I have to be a little bit more, I have to prioritize this more, because I'm like, you know, this is something that I really like, this is something that I kind of want to, you know, tap into and everything. So I'm definitely going to give y'all more content for sure. Now, as far as today's topic is concerned, this is a topic that everyone has been, you know, talking about for the longest, and, you know, everyone, I think, still has comments about, and it's still trending, even though it's, well, I wouldn't necessarily say old, but it's been about a couple of weeks now, maybe like 2 weeks now, and people are still talking about it. We're talking about today, the topic is about the Will Smith versus Chris Rock slapping incident at the Oscars. So, for those who don't know, on March 27th, during a live television broadcast of the 94th Academy Awards, Will Smith walked on stage and smacked Chris Rock across the face while he was giving out an award. I think it was the Best Documentary Award. Chris Rock, for those who don't know the context of it, Chris Rock had made a joke about Will's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, about, you know, her shaved head. I think he said something across the lines of, you know, her being, you know, next in line for the next G.I. Jane movie. You know, if they were to ever make one. And then I believe Jada had rolled her eyes because I don't think she found it funny. And then, you know, lo and behold, Will goes on a stage and proceeds to slap Chris. Obviously, there's a lot of debate about that. Everyone has asked, oh, well, do you think Will should have done it? Did Chris take it too far? Should Jada have stopped Will? You know, all of these questions that people have. So I guess we're going to get into it, and I guess, you know, I'm going to give my opinion. Do I think, well, first of all, let's also address the other elephant in the room. I don't know about everybody else, but for me personally, I didn't know that Jada suffered with alopecia. Alopecia is, you know, a disease where I think it attacks your immune system and it, you know, forces you to lose hair. I didn't know that Jada, you know, had alopecia. I just thought that she was just rocking, you know, a bald cut. And it looks great on her. Like, it looks great for her to be shaved, because I've seen quite a few women, you know, that have shaved head, that have shaven their head, and they looked, you know, really nice with it. So I didn't know that she suffered anything with that, and there was a reason why she, you know, had shaved her head. With that being said, because I know with a lot of actors, actress, people in the entertainment industry, a lot of them do, like, put their business on social media. So I'm not too sure if Jada did put that she suffers from alopecia, because I remember I had a conversation with my friends about it. They was like, yeah, she suffers from alopecia. And I'm like, well, I didn't know until when, until the day that, Will Smith smacked Chris Rock. No one knew that she suffered from alopecia. So, I mean, do I think the joke was in poor taste? I don't think he meant any harm. I honestly don't think Chris Rock meant any harm. Y'all also have to realize Chris Rock is a comedian. So with any comedians, they make jokes about any and everything. Not saying that is right, but that is their job. Their job is to be funny. Their job is to, make people laugh. So maybe he didn't know that Jada didn't, Jada was suffering with alopecia. He probably didn't know. He probably genuinely didn't know. And then obviously you have other people that was like, well, he should have said it anyway, whether he didn't know or not. And it's like, well, how are you supposed to know that somebody is suffering something if they didn't put it out there? Granted, it's not people's jobs, but their business out there is saying, oh, well, I'm suffering through this, I'm suffering through that, this is what's going on with me, bop, bop, bop. Because, like I said, Chris Rock is a comedian. So, when you are a comedian, it's no holds barred. You're gonna say what you're gonna say, and if there's gonna be repercussions after it, then there's gonna be repercussions after it. But it is what it is. I genuinely think that he didn't mean any harm. That's just me. Because, like I said, how was anybody supposed to know that, oh, this person is suffering? So, and then there's also another argument of, Will defending Jada's honor. And I'm all for that. However, I do think that there is a time and a place for it. I don't think doing it on national TV was the best way to go about it. You can confront somebody after. If it's really, if it's really bothering you that much, if it's bothering your wife that much, then y'all definitely could have took, Chris Rock to the side after the show and say, hey, what you said about my wife is not cool, and that. But to go on national television and not only show the people who was inside the venue, but you have millions of people watching across the world, not just in the United States, because I'm pretty sure this was showed across every continent around the globe. So for everybody to have eyes on this particular segment when Chris Rock was just given a joke, and then all of a sudden, bam, he gets slapped in the face. And a lot of people also, a lot of people are like, was that slap really genuine? Like, was that really genuine? Look, in Chris Rock's eyes, he was like, wow, Will Smith just smacked me. Like, that wasn't fake. And then, obviously, what Will said, keep my wife's name out of your effing mouth. So that was, to me, that was real. I don't think it was fake. I don't think it was fake because, yes, to me, Chris looked startled. Like, he looked shocked. He looked surprised. He was like, wait, hold up, huh? Like, what just happened? And then, obviously, when Will sits down, and then when the camera goes to Will, he wasn't joking. So, to answer that question, do I think it was a joke? No. I don't think it was a joke. Do I think it could have been handled better? Yes, absolutely. I definitely think it could have been handled better. I get it. Regardless of what it is, I do believe, yes, if you feel something ain't right, yes, go ahead, handle your business. Do what you have to do. But not on camera when everybody else is going to see it. And then you would be ostracized. You would be picked apart. Oh, I'm team Will Smith. Oh, I'm team Chris Rock. Oh, I'm team Jada. Like, that's when all of that stuff starts. And it's like, that shouldn't have happened. Like, I don't know. It's just me personally. Like, I feel like if I was in that position, if I was Will, I would not have gotten up out of my seat to physically attack Chris Rock. What I would have done is, after the show, you know, because they all have a bunch of parties or whatever, after the show, holler at Chris. If Chris was at the same party that I was at, then I would have hollered at Chris, like, hey, Chris, yo, let's talk. Like, I didn't really appreciate, you know, what you said about my wife. I know it was a joke, but yeah, I really do that. And then, I mean, I guess it was probably in the heat of the moment. It was probably, you know, his emotions that got the best of him. Who knows? We don't really know except for Will, because we're not in Will's body. We are not in his head. We don't know what is going on with him internally. If I was Jada, I would have stopped him. Yes, granted, Will is a grown-ass man and he can do whatever he wants. But at the same time, if I don't want my man or my woman to do something that I feel like that they are going to regret, yes, I also have that power to tell them, hey, it's not worth it. It's just a joke. It ain't worth it. If I was Chris, I'm not too sure if I would have said that joke at all. I know it was a joke. I know it was meant to be lighthearted. But you also have people like Jada who suffers from alopecia, regardless if he knew or not. Some of them probably would have took it the same way that Jada probably took it. Some people probably would have took it differently. Who knows? None of us know. So it's different ways that it could have been handled. That's how I think of it. Like, it definitely could have been handled in different ways. It could have been. Let's see. Yeah, it definitely could have been handled in different ways. Let's discuss the slap. It was definitely loud enough for it to be real. That was a real slap. That was a real hard slap. First of all, shout out to Chris Rock for not getting knocked out. Because it could have went a whole different way. It definitely could have went a different way, but the man held his own. Like, he, yeah. Personally, when I saw that, when I saw it, you know, the day that everybody else saw it, I personally thought, I'm like, okay, why is this happening? What is going on? Like, Chris Rock literally just let this man come on stage and slap him. Like, what is going on? Excuse me. So sorry about that. Yeah, like, what is going on? Like, why? First of all, it's two black men at that. And then it's bad enough, as a black man myself, we get criticized about a lot of things. And I also remember reading that, I think it was Instagram, where I think Will Smith had made it bad for black men or something like that, or embarrassed black men. I don't think he embarrassed us. What I will say is, think it was bad timing. And that's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say it was bad timing. It was bad timing of everything that was happening. Yeah, we're going to say it's bad timing. Because it was a lot of things that had, you know, pretty much gotten to this point, which I'm going to talk about in a couple of minutes. I think I also read something where I think Chris Rock was going to sue Will Smith, and then the Academy was reviewing Will Smith because of what happened and all this other stuff. And I'm just like, I feel like there should be some action taking place, because at the end of the day, it's like, okay, yes, Chris Rock said something that probably could have been derogative, but not once did he put his hands on Jada, he put his hands on Will. Like, he could have easily reacted after that slap. Like, him and Will could have been fighting. Like, it could have been a whole fight after, you know, Will had did that. Because honestly, I'm gonna be honest. If Will Smith would have did that to me, we probably would have been fighting. Because, one, okay, you feel some type of way, you can holler at me after. We can do whatever you want after the show. Keyword, after. Not during the show. We are live. It's bad enough people think bad about us anyway, especially us being black men. If you want to squabble after this, we could do whatever. But not while we're on live. Not while we're on national television. Live. Yeah, this is being recorded, but this is also live TV. So it's like, if you want to do something, we can do it after. But not while I'm, you know, presenting this award to whatever category that I'm presenting this award to, and you get in your feelings because I said something that you didn't like. Again, I don't know what Jada was thinking. I personally feel like she could have held him back and told him, no, it's not worth it. Yes, Will Smith is a grown-ass man, but Jada also could have prevented it as well. She could have. You sitting next to your husband. You could have prevented it. So, it, like I said, it's a bunch of ways that it could have been resolved. It could have been resolved in quite a few different ways. Again, everybody is divided. I do see both sides of it. Well, I understand where Will was coming from. Excuse me, I'm defending my wife. My wife has been through enough. I have been through enough. My whole family has been through enough. So we ain't gonna take this. Chris Rock, it was just a joke. I didn't mean it. I didn't know she was suffering. Things like that. So there's always two sides to every story. And then obviously in this case, it's two and a half sides. Because you got Will and Jada, and then you have Chris. What I'm going to say kind of ties into the whole Chris, Will, and Jada thing. When the whole entanglement scenario happened on the Red Table Talk, and, you know, I've never actually sat down and watched the Red Table Talk with Will and Jada. I've seen bits and pieces of it, just like everybody. Well, a lot of people have seen it. I've seen bits and pieces, but I know the context. When Jada had her entanglement with singer August Alsina a couple of years ago, a part of me was like, okay, we don't know what happened behind doors when it came to August, Jada, and Will. However, I feel like this. If you're going to give one person some type of energy, you have to give that same energy to everybody else. Whatever energy that you are giving to that one person, you got to give it to everybody else. I get it. August is a singer and everything else, but You smacked Chris Rock. So were you? So was you ever going to smack August Alsina if it ever came to that? Because he had an entanglement with your wife. Like, we gonna call a spade a spade. That's how I see it. Like, if you were bold enough to smack Chris, and probably because, not saying that Chris Rock is soft, because I don't know any of these people. I just see what I see on the media. If you was bold enough to smack Chris Rock, you also should have been bold enough to smack August Alsina when he did what he did with your wife. That is how I see it. From the outside looking in, I get it. People say, oh, well, that has nothing to do with that. You're right, it don't. But then at the same time, another man was with your wife. Chris Rock was with your wife. He just made a joke. So I felt like, me personally, if it's somebody that I, you know, if I'm married and if I'm married and you, I put it this way, I hurt somebody for being with my wife versus a joke. Because it is a joke. Yes, words can hurt people, but so can, you know, an entanglement or cheating or whatever context that we all want to use of what happened. If they said they have an open relationship or something like that, I don't know. If that's how they, you know, run their marriage, then okay, cool, fine, whatever. What they do is what they do. But I just feel like whatever energy that you had with Chris Rock at the awards, you should have had that same energy with August Alsina. Bottom line. That is how I see it. Whatever energy I got with that person, I gotta have that same energy with that other person too. That is just me. And then I think I also read something where, okay, so I seen that, I also saw something, this is what I got from my friend. Jada Pinkett Smith wishes Will Smith didn't slap Chris Rock. I'm not a woman who needs protecting. Okay, that's fine. That's cool. That's great. That's lovely. But at the same time, if you really wanted your husband to stop, if you really wanted your husband to not get up out of his seat and did what he did to another black man, then you would have done that. You would have done that. So a part of me thinks maybe she did wanted to wanted Chris Rock to get hurt. I don't know. Who knows? But at the same time, it's like, man, I don't know. Because I know when I talked to my friends, they was like, yo, like, I would do the same thing that Will Smith did. You know, I would ride for mine. And there's nothing wrong riding for yours. I think riding for whoever you're with is a great thing. I think it's a beautiful thing. However, there is a time and a place for everything. That was not the time. That definitely was not the place. Because like I said, and I'm going to continue to say it, black men get ridiculed for every single thing. And it's the truth. So, with that being said, what do you guys think? You guys can, you know, like this video. Well, you can share this video. Like it, subscribe to me, In the Know with Mo, on the Anchor app. It's always fun talking to you guys. I wish we had a way where this app is more interactive. But again, you know, we'll always find something. But yeah, like I said, when it comes to the whole Chris Rock, Will Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith fiasco, it could have been resolved differently. And then on top of that, all three of them are African Americans. Like I said, African Americans get ridiculed about every single thing. So what have, and then I think he also won. I think Will Smith also won something for King Richard. Congratulations to Will on that, because I heard that was a great movie and I heard he did a phenomenal job. So congrats to him on that. Yeah, it's just, again, you can go either way with that. You really can. You can go either way with that argument and how everyone proceeds to, you know, side. I'm in the middle. I'm not really picking anybody's side. I'm in the middle of it.